Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
And we're back! You know, us,
Hi.
Those people that you listen
Hi.
To on a semi-regular
Hi.
Basis.
Hello. Hello.
We're here. We're those guys.
We're not quarantined. We're out coughing on people in public. Woohoo!
That's not true. We're back.
Not the rest of us. Cole's the only one.
The
rest of us are quarantining all the time, huh, Cole? Huh, Ro? Yep. We make sure that we're good.
I work. That's why he's saying that. So, it's episode 5 of Dead at Roanoke. The season finale for this series.
Finale!
We hope you enjoyed it so far. I'm Cole Sorensen with the
We don't
always
care if you
are...
enjoyed it. Just kidding. We do.
Okay.
We do this for you, the listening public.
Yeah. Well, either way...
We all do this just for you.
Just for you.
Because we have a deep, burning desire to be loved. Just kidding.
Okay.
Woo!
Well,
bingo bongo.
I'm Cole, with me as always are.
I'm Tim Sorensen, his dad, his father.
Rowan Sorensen, he's
the patriarch of this home.
Deep rooter.
Either way. Well, we're back. We're here playing Zombie World. It's our season finale for this series. We hope you enjoyed the ride so far. It's been a lot of fun on our side.
And I hope you guys all appreciate how much goddamn work Cole puts into this every day. He lives this shit. He makes these worlds. Yeah, I mean, really, people don't know. I don't think they get it. You can't go out and buy a book that has all this shit in it. There is only one DM, BM... What is the initials? What are they supposed to be?
Dungeon Master, Game Master.
Oh, yeah. GM. That's right.
Yeah. There are different names for each system sometimes, so it depends on the game. But, yeah.
And what system is this?
Zombie World.
Okay. No. Okay. That's the name of the system, too?
No.
I don't understand.
Sorry.
How
the
this
game
shit
is,
works.
The game is Zombie World, but the system is based off the Apocalypse World system.
That's what I thought. Okay, I thought there was a different name.
Yeah, it's the Apocalypse World system.
Don't stare at my purple
toes. This is based off of, but what?
Oh, are you going to complain about your feet again?
No.
What? You going to complain about your feet on the...
No, I'm not going to complain about my foot. I thought Cole was looking at my toe weird.
No, I was looking out.
Look at this purple.
Just looking out.
Ooh.
Okay.
Why is it purple?
Would that have been a great boomerang?
Oh, you?
Me falling off that wall, Carl? Would that have been
Care
the best?
Care to explain what you're
yeah.
speaking about?
No, nothing. I just fell off the wall. But that
okay.
would have been a fantastic boomerang. Flop it like a turtle and get back up. Flop it like a turtle and get back up. Cole showed me the art of boomerang on the Grams.
On the Grams.
And hashtag the Grams. Trademark, Timothy Sorensen.
All right, you want to tell people your Instagram so they can check out your art, by the way?
My Instagram is at TI_MOTH_Y43. I know, it's a stupid name. Sorry. I should have changed it. I should change it to something better, but
yeah.
I have too many followers.
At this point,
ah,
you.
Ah, just kidding.
Well, all right, with that, we're back in Zombie
yeah,
World.
Why did you choose
it's a
that?
Good time.
Because I'm stupid? I don't know. Because I thought it was... Because I couldn't get my name at the time. Somebody already had my name. And somebody had, like, 17 different variations on my name. And I didn't want to be Tim Sorensen 427536 or some shit like that. I thought that was worse.
It worse than it? T Moth?
Yeah,
e?
Ty Moth Y43. Well,
you
know,
would at least expect to have some sort of moth angle.
Well, that's the whole point. It doesn't.
It should.
I know. Well, okay, I'm going to do a whole series
you
of moth.
You should do a Mothman print.
I'm going to do a Mothman. Oh, let's do a stamp. Let's do a Mothman stamp
next. Why don't we just make a giant Mothman and hang him from a bridge?
Okay, let's do that too.
Well,
with glowing red eyes?
Yes.
There's a lot of bridges here. We can do it.
That'd be pretty good.
So if you're in the Portland area, keep an eye out for a giant Mothman statue.
Have you seen the Mothman,
the metal one?
Yeah, the statue.
Town? Yeah.
No, I haven't. Is it good?
It has like a weirdly detailed butt.
Yeah. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay, everybody out there, look up Mothman statue, detailed butt.
Well, don't add that last. Well, I mean, can. I don't think it'll. I don't know what it'll bring it up, but. Feel free.
Put up an info.
Oh, look at this. You type it in, and it says Mothman statue. The first thing that fills itself in is butt.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Gotta love it.
Anyway, so, Cole, talk to us about what's happening. Oh, you're right, it does. Looks like he's wearing a thong.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Why would they put a thong on the Mothman? If I was the Mothman, I'd fucking haunt this town, too. Oh, there's hundreds of pictures of people standing behind the statue, bending over.
Yeah.
Like, doing pictures of
the... Yeah, you do the squat. The squat with your
Are they
hands.
Called belfies when it's a butt selfie? Is that what you call it? A belfie?
Okay.
It really is a strange...
It really is.
Well, strange it's all, statue.
But is it as good as this quality statue?
What statue? I can't see from here.
Giant baby.
Giant crying baby with his... A naked giant crying baby with his donger hanging out?
Okay.
I don't get that. Well, where the hell is that one at? That's just disturbing.
Either way, we're back.
I think, I think Austin needs a new statue. Well, we have Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan's pretty freaking cool.
Portland.
I like that. What? Oh, Portland. Huh, thank
we need
you.
A Bigfoot statue.
Yeah.
We do.
A giant Bigfoot statue.
I think they have one.
They have one somewhere.
Do they?
Yeah.
A giant bronze
Bigfoot
statue
in
Bigfoot
center.
In the middle of
Because they have a Bigfoot center out just outside
We're
of town.
We're still waiting on the RoboCop statue, Detroit. Come on.
I thought it was up.
Is
it not
it
up?
I thought they said they
were going to put it in the science center or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know when that's coming.
I have no idea. Either way, it's episode 5. We're already on a tangent, 7 minutes in. You know, you gotta love it.
Chinese crab?
No, what?
It's a crab with a man's head on it. Huh. Not sure what that's about. Now Cole's gotten me looking up statues. I blame him. Anyway, so...
I didn't bring this up. This was Rowan.
So, quick question.
No, I didn't.
Rowan, movie. Movie review.
Oh.
Let's do it. And let's all go to the movie. Let's all go to the movie. Let's all go to the movies. It's time for Rowan's review. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. That made it sound sad.
I'm trying to think of movies that I've seen.
I watched so many things.
I haven't watched a movie. I didn't watch a movie the last two nights.
Well, because
I'm trying to think.
What did we watch recently? I'm all like Murder
by
Death.
I watched Murder by Death. That's good.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I watched a movie called Messiah of Evil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a Lovecrafty zombie movie.
Is it an American film or a European film?
It's American.
What kind of
an artsy fartsy.
What year?
75?
So it's a 70s film.
Yeah.
It's not new. Okay, cool. Any
73.
Any stars that we know of?
What's it about?
Know who Michael Greer is.
Sounds familiar. Who is he?
Not off the top of my head.
He's like one of the gayest men on Earth at the time.
In reality?
He did The Gay Deceivers, Fortune and Men's Eyes. Do you know any of those?
No. Oh, so he was like a gay actor.
He was
like
a giant drag queen, yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
But
he plays
that's
a straight guy in it, which is weird.
That's funny. Wow.
And it's about a... It's very strange. It's about a curse of the Donner Party that came on a blood moon, so there's like a weird cosmic element to it, where every 100 years there's like a blood moon that comes, and then people start to become cannibals.
Really?
And it's very strange, but it's very... You know, remember in the Alamo when they had, like, those
Yeah, where they clipped together all the weird
things.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they said don't talk during the thing, and they showed. You know, one of them was like there was this girl, and then a bunch of people started sitting behind her in the theater, and then she tries to run out, but they're just kind of sitting in business suits and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then she runs into the front of the screen and starts screaming, and then they grab her.
Yes.
Yes, that's from the movie. That's like one of the famous scenes in the
movie. Oh, that's weird. So it's a well-known cult film.
It's a cult kind of classic Lovecraft zombie weird film. Very strange, but interesting. A lot of cool bits to it that I liked. Also has... what was that?
Cold dropping thing on the floor.
I didn't drop it. It was on the edge. And
It also has this guy from The Haunting.
Oh, yeah. I love that actor.
He's in a
bunch of things.
This guy.
He's a great character.
His name's Alicia Cook Jr. And also has Royal Dano in it.
Oh, I know that guy too.
Royal Dano's great-great-grandfather? Yeah. No, I'm joking.
No, that guy's been in 1,000 movies.
Yeah.
Hutch Dano is his grandson.
Hutch Dano? That's pretty cool.
No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But yeah, it's pretty good. It's a kind of strange, interesting film. I don't know if it super stands out, but there's a lot of interesting bits to it, and it takes a lot from different resources and successfully blends them together to create kind of its own fun thing with some interesting little tidbits to it. I don't know. 3.4 out of 5.
Okay. So it's worth checking out.
It's worth checking out into
some cult films.
I wouldn't, if you're like a basic, you know, like just want to watch something for fun. That's kind of, it's not, I wouldn't super recommend. But it's kind of if you're seeking something interesting.
A deep cut type thing?
Yeah, I'm trying not to give super high scores.
No, because those go only to greatest films that mean.
Yeah,
because like,
I don't
that,
think
like, you
it,
know.
It super stands out, but it kind of does. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun. I don't know. Check
not
it out.
Roadhouse quality? 5 stars?
I've never seen Roadhouse.
You've seen Roadhouse?
No.
No, you haven't.
How have you not
seen
Roadhouse?
Because it's horrid.
It's so bad, good though.
There we go. Cole?
Your
game review.
Game review.
Game review!
It's your boy.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
It's your boy, Nicole, talking about a game review. Got it right here in my hands.
Ah, radio visual.
Yep.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Radio visual. It's called Green Dawn Mall.
I thought you said dong. Like Green Dong.
Ray Dawn Chong.
Green Dawn Mall, it's a game of strange exploration by... Combe Morton? How would you say that with the little...
How do you spell it?
It's literally C-O-M-E, but it has the little thing above the O. Yeah, right?
Combe Morton? Combe Martin? I don't know, what kind of freak name is... I've never heard that before.
Well, don't say that.
Well, my guy.
He's French.
Oh, well, who cares about French? Oh, sorry, hurting a French person's feelings.
This is why no one invites us on their shows. Either way...
Oh, whatever.
Combe Martin.
Either way, it's a very... I've been reading through it a lot, and I did a single playthrough session with some friends of mine, and it's a very fun game. It's about, basically, your... there's different ways you can play it, but the premise is the 80s was the biggest height of the malls, and the malls... began growing a consciousness of their own, growing and making their own things, trying to entice visitors, and it became so powerful that it made it its own dimension in which you can become lost and find yourself there. You're a group of teens who realize that your friend has gone missing. Their parents tell you that they've been spending a lot of time at the local mall, and through investigation, you find out about the Green Dawn Mall. So you and your friends gather your supplies and venture into the mall, trying to seek out and save your friend. But what resides within the mall is perverse versions of stores, creatures, people, likes that you've never seen. Can you survive it and save your friend? So it's very, it very much has, draws off a, like, I want to say a, if you've ever seen Infinite Train on Cartoon Network, it very much has that feel.
No,
almost.
I have not.
Well,
what is that?
I'm saying if people listen.
Just kidding. Cool.
Not
what
you
did
two,
you say?
Because you two don't watch
I don't
cartoons.
Know, or Infinite Train or something?
Infinite Train. It's a cartoon on Cartoon Network. It's very good.
What is it about?
It's basically people go on, people in our world find themselves running away from their problems or things like that, and the train appears to them. They get on the train, and the train tries to help them work through their issues, and by the time you get off the train, you're a better person for
What's
it.
What's it called? Therapist Train?
Is it called the Polar Express, starring
it's kind
Tom Hanks?
It's kind of a, it's kind of a therapist train.
It's probably not as creepy as that.
Not as creepy as that.
God, Polar Express.
Those have my favorite elves.
Ass movie.
Those elves are so bad. But Green Dawn Mall, I've been liking a lot. It gives you... It's not supposed to be horrifying so much as creepy and thrilling and, like a little jarring. But it shouldn't be... You shouldn't be scaring the players. And I've been liking a lot, and I liked it a lot when I ran
that
it.
Era.
And I okay, try so hard to get through these.
What is
some
it?
Of the elves?
I don't.
Oh yeah, he's showing me. We're looking at elves from Polar Express.
Look at this little guy.
Oh, they're so disturbing.
Mm.
Oh. Oh.
God.
Oh.
That's gonna hack Cole's, Twitter and make that his profile picture.
Stop it. You're not. Either way. Either way, Green Dawn Mall, if you can find it anywhere, I know it's on
Ichiko. It sounds interesting, Cole.
It's on Ichiko, or how do you say that, Ron?
Ichiko.
The website?
Ichio.
Ichio?
Oh, Ichio?
The website where it's the games and things like that.
Yeah. I-T-C-H.io.
I thought it was Ichiko.
Yeah. You can find it on there, a PDF version. It's really cool. I highly recommend it. It was a Kickstarter during the last Zine Quest, I believe. Yeah, during the last Zine Quest publication, Zine Quest run through. And if you're ever on Kickstarter and or on Twitter and you see, dear Lord, why would you send that to me? Look at the picture. Oh, God, they're so creepy. But if you're ever on there and you see, or on Twitter or on Twitter, Instagram, or Kickstarter, and see the Zine Quest coming through. Make sure to check them out because they do some really interesting games that are more small press, and you can get really cool concepts that you
we're all about
seen
small
before.
Press.
Yeah, this is an indie.
Support the little indies.
Yeah, this is an indie guy, and it's a lot of fun.
Cole's
and
king of indies, right, Cole?
I try and support as many indie games as
You're
I can.
A big indie guy.
But a lot
got
of the games.
Many a shout out to many an indie game.
A lot of the games on here that we have played, I think, have been mostly bigger companies. But I'm hoping, after next season, we're doing Call of Cthulhu next season, the newest edition. But after that, we're going to be playing a bunch of fun indie games that I own.
Hot shit.
So that'll be a fun time. We might even be playing Green Dawn Mall. So yeah. Either way, that's my review, or that's my little run-through for it. It has a lot of cool mechanics. It's very easy to pick up and go. You only need D6s to play it, so if you own Monopoly or any board game, you'll already have the dice for it. All you need is paper, a pen, and a bunch of friends to play.
Hot shit. Yeah, a bunch of social distancing safe friends.
Exactly.
Don't be all...
Yeah,
getting all up on each other,
play
please.
Over, play
trying
over
to get the shit under
Roll
control,
20,
man.
Yeah. Play it over Roll 20 or what's the new one that I backed that a while ago that I'm very excited for?
HappyJoyGame.com?
No, Roll. No. It's called Roll. O-R-O... No, not O-R. R-O-L-E. A new kind of platform for the RPG community.
How the hell did they get Roll? Jesus, that's pretty. That's
yeah,
a,
that's pretty good.
That's a fucking coup.
But yeah, it's
I tried to get and. Did you know that?
What?
I tried to get and.com once. early on when the internet first started.
When someone took it over?
Oh, hell yeah. It was long gone.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like one of the big corporations came in and scooped it up.
Did you get .com?
I wish, though.
Did you get internet.com?
I wish.
Either way,
BillGates.com.
Either way, Roll is a very cool.
I used to have so many .coms. When I first got, you can buy tons of them for cheap. I had a whole shitload. But to maintain them, it cost too much money, so I had to let a bunch go.
Damn.
Yep.
What's your favorite .com you've ever purchased?
The favorite .com that I've ever purchased? Oh, I still own it. This ain't gonna be pretty. .com.
What is that for?
I was gonna do something with it.
You should.
Fucking didn't do it. That's what I should have named my Instagram. That would have
been
fucking beautiful, wouldn't it?
Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, you
why don't I switch it over? Can I switch it over?
You can rename your Instagram.
Are you kidding?
No.
What the fuck are you telling me this now?
All right, well, we're going to take a 5-second pause.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
Because I want to get a drink, and I'm going to show you how to do this.
No, I don't want to know. We're going forward. I want to tell people one thing, though.
Cole, you get no drink.
If you find yourself in the Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Washington area next week... The end of next week.
Say the dates because this
it's
is
starting
dropping.
In starting. What is Thursday, bro? Of next week. What's the date there? Sorry, folks. Let me make a quick assessment of my datage.
Yeah, because
starting the weekend of September 11th in the greater Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Brune area. You can go and see an art installation that yours truly and
Rowan
yeah.
have created over the last couple months. It will be hanging in Dottie Harper Park as part of the Lusso art experience. So go check it out. And if you go on the grams, you can see what's happening.
Check it out. Can you tell them the
I'm
going to
make the grams.
The
I'm going to make the grams
okay.
a thing.
Did you tell them the park?
Yeah, Dottie Harper.
Dottie
park.
Harper? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
In
cool.
Bruin, Washington. It's like 10 miles outside of Seattle.
Nice.
All right. Enough self-promotion.
Yeah, because this is
going to... On to the game! The game!
This is either coming out today or tomorrow, depending on the uploading process.
Yeah, but you saying that, people will be like, what does it mean today or tomorrow? What's happening?
It comes out when
I'm listening.
Out.
I'm listening. And now, but was that today? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, true.
Was that tomorrow? The hell's going on?
Time has no meaning.
Am I in a time loop? In space, somebody will hear this 10,000 years from now and go, what the fuck day did he mean?
The day of our Lord and Savior, Ronald McDonald.
Someday they'll be jumping in their rocket ship to come back, and Dottie Harper Park will just be a crater. You know.
Dark turn.
After the great cheese and Perrier wars of 2025. Go ahead, Cole. Get on with this. The Brie and Perrier War.
We have 4 years until... No, 2020. 5 years until the war.
The Brie and Perrier War.
The Brie and Perrier War. Either way. All right, so we're back. Zombie World, Dead at Roanoke.
Your graves. What? Go ahead.
Zombie World, Dead at Roanoke, Episode 5, the finale.
The finale.
The finale.
The finale.
Finale.
If we were a cool foreign film, it would just be Finn.
Last we left off, the prisoners of Roanoke State Penitentiary.
In Texas.
You're in for it now.
In
folks.
Texas.
Even though it's Roanoke.
I'm going to throw something at you if you keep interrupting.
Yeah, Roanoke, isn't that in... We've looked that up. Where is it? South Carolina?
It's in
North Carolina.
Like,
it's
the Northeast.
Not even
it's not in Texas.
Yeah, I think it, or is it Virginia?
Massachusetts.
That's a long time.
I don't know.
Either way, Roanoke State Penitentiary.
Virginia.
They.
It's in North Carolina, like I said, you sons of bitches.
God. Either way, they find themselves
North Carolina.
They actually solved the mystery. You know that?
When?
I was reading a whole article on it just about 2 weeks ago. That it's actually one of those mysteries that's never actually been a mystery, that people have just tried to keep this thing going, but the reality is they've known for ever that the people that were on the island, when the food got scarce and shitty, moved one island over, which is the mysterious word that was written, was the island next to it, that they just all emigrated over to that island to live with the native population because they had food and helped them through. And they just stayed there because they didn't want to go back to their shit island. And that there's all kinds of, they've found all kinds of, like, items from English households on this second island.
Well, that's
that it's not really a mystery. Yeah.
Well, did they have any other thing that they just found out about?
Well, that's what they're saying. They've gone through and they've dated more things and found a lot more items, and they've done tests on descendants, and they've intermixed with the people. So it's actually, it's like, it's a mystery that they used as a propaganda thing. Mm. So anyway, go ahead.
Well.
Yep.
Learn something new.
The more you know.
Either way.
Cole, cue the rainbow.
The more you know.
Okay, now everybody clicked off.
You can turn it off now.
It's fine.
Either way.
Thank you for watching, guys.
Watching?
Yeah, whatever. They watch their
Cole, you know there's cameras everywhere. Come on, man. We all know that. Get hip with what's going on. We're being watched all the time. You know that.
Well, you have a giant listening device in the living room,
yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Either way.
You know she's listening.
Either way. Roanoke State Penitentiary. The prisoners found themselves fighting the dead. Crawling.
I thought we were on a bus.
I'm giving a recap of the last episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Fighting their way out of the armory with weapons and a new member of their crew in hand. They make their way over to the bus, fight the undead, as a undead zombie lurks forward, nearly jumping and biting Marshall. They manage to defeat it and kick it off the bus in time, kicking it into high gear and turning out and rushing away from the dead prison. Along the road, they see disappearing out of sight Roanoke State Pen, thinking they'll never return. As the road leads further and further away, they see in the mid-distance a large caravan of military cars, tanks, and convoys.
Oh, that's right.
Standing and blocking the road.
Uh-huh.
They slow to a stop as they hear over a loudspeaker telling them they have 10 seconds to turn around and return to the prison, or they will be fired upon. They look behind them and see an undead horde coming over the crescent hilltop behind them, running at top speeds. The group of survivors look at one another, put their foot on the gas, and rev the engine. So, you're between a rock and a hard place.
Uh-huh.
What is Bud
That's
Hittner?
That's what she said.
And Marshall gonna do?
What? Sorry.
Okay. What is Bud Tender and Marshall gonna do? You're on a bus, you got a bunch of guns.
Who's Bud Tender?
What?
Who's Bud Tender? What are you talking about? Bud Pepper, buddy.
Bud Pepper, I'm sorry.
God damn, I was like, who's Bud Tender?
I was close.
Bud Pepper.
Bud Pepper. I was close. You know, horseshoes, hand grenades, that whole thing. What was that sigh for? Oh, I'm sorry, mister, I'll make up a million quotes, and then someone says them back to me, and I'll sigh. Okay.
No. Oh, anybody out there knows where the term death of a thousand dog screams comes from? Please send it to us.
You're on this again? You Googled it. It's something you made up.
I don't remember. Anyway, So we're stuck. So we're sitting here. We're on a bus. We have the zombie horde coming up behind us, right?
Yes.
And we have the
military
in front of us.
Yes.
Telling us we can't go, right?
Yeah.
What's to the right and left of us?
Desert. Endless desert. But you see that the military convoy is, like, outstretched where it takes some time to get around them.
Okay. Okay. On either side of the desert?
To your right, it's a endless desert. On your left, you know that the desert gives way to what looks like probably a lake, maybe? You kind of see the water's edge, but you know that the military leads right up to that edge of the water, so you can't get out that way.
Huh. And how many zombies are behind us?
You kind of look back, the Reverend tells you, it looks like we have a horde of about, I could not tell you, son, we have about maybe 100, 200 of these zombies.
So would it be like Train to Busan 2, where they run at it at full speed and there's so many bodies pile up that you stop?
If you're ramming a car at it,
yeah.
Is what you're saying? Yeah, it probably would not.
That was the coolest scene.
Yeah.
When that truck goes full bore into the zombies, and there's so many of them, it stops the truck. That was badass. I was like, wow, okay, that's original. Because every other movie, they just plow through zombies, you know?
Yeah.
And that one, it just became like such a glut of humanity.
Well, I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
It was
great.
Probably what would happen.
No, it was well done.
Yeah.
I thought it was really well done. That was not a good movie, but there were some parts to
good,
it that were...
Good scenes.
There were some parts that were good.
It
some
was
that,
dull as shit.
Some of her drift and shit. I liked some of the driving. I like the driving. The driving was the best part of the movie.
It was okay.
When they were in vehicles was the best part of the movie.
It looked floaty, though. It didn't
yeah, well,
very
it was,
well.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I don't care.
I don't think they even use real cars.
I don't think
they'll
get an Academy Award. I don't think they're going to... I don't think it's going to be a twofer. They're not going to go from Parasite to Train to Busan 2. I don't think it's going to happen.
Wouldn't that be something? Well, this year at the Academy Awards, it's going to be a Zoom call. I'm Stephen Curry. I'm hosting it.
No, it would be an animated Stephen Curry.
I know.
And Sir Goff standing next to him. They should let Sir Goff do the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And well, the winner
they
is...
They should just
Academy
let... What's his name do the Academy Awards?
And the winner is 4 acorns and an orange.
Yeah. And an orange peel.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
They should get what's his name to do it.
Riggle?
Host, yeah, Rob Riggle.
Oh, I don't want to. You know why? Because somebody would dig up something horrible, and I wouldn't want to know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, most people, especially guys that were in the military, I mean, may have once or twice made an off-color joke that wouldn't play well across the current day and time that was not, you know, it's hard. We live in a cancel culture. And nobody can do anything. So, it's hard, you know? I don't know. It's a
fair
tough time.
Fair enough. Rob Riggle, we love you, though, on Holy Moly.
Yes. Rob Riggle, we would watch almost anything you're in.
We do.
By the way,
everything
we watched
you're
your entire adventure show. And it was badass, and we hope you do another season. That was, you know what? You know why, though? Because even though he joked with all the people that were on his show, there was a genuine sense that he was like respecting them in their own way and stuff.
Except
it was
for the
very cool
episode when they weren't having any fun with you.
Oh yeah, then we're like
those two uptight guys that live in their basement.
Yeah, I was like, come on, guys.
Except for the FBI. The FBI guy looked like he was having a good
time. Oh yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a desert one side, a lake on the other side, military transport, an army in front of us, behind us a horde of zombies.
What are you guys doing?
See, if we ram the bus in the military, we're just going to get all shot up. There's not going to be a good way that way. If we turn around and ram behind us, we'll probably get swarmed and stopped and eaten, right? So, and if we take off into the desert, do you think the horde of zombies will follow us, or do you think they'll go towards the military?
You're unsure. You can give a...
Look at all these apps that you have installed.
What are they?
They're all in a bunch of apps that you, like, install to look at your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure it out. It didn't work.
Every app you install comes up on my phone.
I want you off my phone, too. I don't
know
how to do
it.
I thought they did it last time we got phones, and of course they didn't. piece of shit. Anyway. So,
You need to, you can attempt to fool the dead, you could attempt to flee the dead.
Okay, is there something we can roll for options?
Assess
fool
a bad
the
situation.
Dead? How do you fool the dead? They're stupid.
Assess
like
a bad situation.
When you shoot a little rocket car out.
Yeah. What?
You could assess a bad
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, let's assess a bad right, situation.
And an annoying little girl.
Draw and steal.
Draw and steal? Okay.
Steal.
Steal. What do I have?
I do it.
I have a
I have
two.
Three.
Go ahead, draw.
Survivor deck, right?
Yep. Have you shuffled this before session? Come on. Shuffle,
I can
shuffle.
Feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Edge.
Edge was the highest you got?
Yep.
On an edge, ask one. When you act on the answer, draw plus one. What here is the biggest threat to me, dash the Enclave? What here is the most useful to me, my allies, the Enclave? What's my best escape route?
What's
what
my best escape route?
I think that's the one.
Who here
want.
Is most vulnerable
What's
to
my
me?
best escape route?
You see that. The military convoy is pretty dense in front of you, but you see edging out towards the desert. They put the big tanks and things right there, but edging out towards the desert, it's mostly just cars and what looks to be patrolmen standing there.
So I think it's time to full on. Let's rev this sucker up and head out into the desert.
Go that way.
You rev up the bus and head towards the desert. The zombies quickly are following behind you, but you see some of them are breaking off into the military convoy. The military convoy is beginning shooting, and gunfire fills the air. You watch as some of the military are realizing what you are attempting to do, and gunfire is beginning to shoot up the side of your bus. As you're...
Well, then I think we get on the floor and stay away from the side of the bus that's being shot at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You begin, trying to stay away from the side of the bus, keeping down towards the floor, and you realize that the, who's driving the bus? Is one of you driving the bus, or do you have one of the NPCs?
I think one of the NPCs was. We weren't driving the bus, are we?
Yeah, I believe it was, Ryan, the,
yeah.
The
guy from the thing. And
yeah,
how
was
to drive.
In the armor.
Yeah.
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 He's holding on, and both of you are laying down, and then you feel, you see Ryan is kind of leaned down, but he's let his foot off a little bit on the gas, so you've slowed down slightly, and you hear, as you look kind of up and see crawling on the side of the bus now are some zombies holding on and hitting against the windows, trying
how
to
how do they catch up to a driving bus?
They're fast.
Lie.
He slowed down enough to allow the zombies.
Okay,
to
let me see. Okay, so you know
bus.
What happened? If
because
we turned, if we turned and went
yeah.
along the desert, and they were running this way, they could have diagonally come at us. So I get it. If there was that big enough horde, they
yeah.
might. There's a slight. I don't believe it, but okay. So we'll just plug them in the head. We'll just blast their heads.
Okay.
They have guns. We'll just shoot them. In the head.
Go ahead and fight the dead then. Both of you draw on fight the dead. Draw on savagery.
Savagery? What the hell are you talking about?
Savagery. I can feel it.
What? Okay, savagery, I have a two. What do I do?
You draw two survivor cards.
Okay.
And then shuffle after you draw them. And then Rowan draws on two survivor cards.
Do I look at them?
Yeah. And tell me what you get.
None of your business.
You have to tell me. Oh.
Two misses.
Okay, so you watch as you are plugging away.
I haven't drawn yet.
Well, I'm narrating his and then we'll
uh-huh.
narrate yours. You're plugging away at one side of the bus.
Uh-huh.
Bullet holes are rippling through the bus. You are narrowly avoiding them, but in doing so, it's shot enough the glass out that you watch as a zombie hand reaches in and is pulling on you towards the window. Its jaw unhinges and is about to bite down on you. I need you to draw from the bite deck.
How many cards?
You are going to draw...
Do I shuffle these?
No. You end up in a bad spot. Draw from the bike deck. You just draw one card. That never gets shuffled until the bike card is drawn.
Threat. More zombies.
You see more zombie. In doing so, you see one of them has actually broken the glass near the driver and grabbed him slightly. It's not biting him. It's not able to get its head through, but it definitely slows him down. You see more zombies are beginning to pile onto the bus all around you. Rowan, what did you get?
I got an edge.
You got an edge? On an edge, the GM...
Come on, man, get with the program.
I'm gonna need you to draw from my deck.
What? I got an edge, you pinko. What are you talking about?
An edge, I get to pick one. He got two misses.
Uh-huh. So, even though I got an edge, I'm getting the same exact thing that
edge,
he got?
On edge, the GM chooses one as well. Okay. So, on a hit,
I think you're doing this wrong, genuinely.
Numbers and choose one. On an edge, the GM chooses one as well. Okay. So, he got two misses. This is what you get to choose as well. All right. So, you attract the attention of a third... So, on a hit, you greatly reduce their numbers and choose one.
I don't think he knows how to play this game.
I do know
it. I think he's making it up.
Because he just got two misses, and then you're like...
No.
And then you look to me...
No, his card says he gets a choice.
Draw from the bike, Dick.
No, he gets a choice.
On the misses, I choose on the misses.
How does that make it fair at all? What is the difference between getting an edge and getting two misses?
An edge,
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Nothing. There's no difference.
He's like, basically, if you miss, you have to draw from the bite deck. If you get an edge, you have to draw from the bite deck.
No.
It's like, what?
No.
Excuse me? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
I feel like it's a 50...
Don't say you're sorry.
Because you've done this to me like three times, even though I've gotten an edge. I feel like it's just... We've been failing this whole time. It doesn't make any sense.
You haven't been failing.
Yes, that's failing. We've been drawing on the bike deck for every single roll that we get an edge.
You've drawn on the bike deck a lot, actually.
Yes, we have.
I've
drawn at least like three times.
Yeah, he's drawn
No, you've
times.
Had the option of drawing three times.
Yeah, or you mark
a
stress.
Yeah.
But that is on this card only. That's on this card, which is the opportunity. I feel like you're counting the edges as
one.
An opportunity.
On a hit, you greatly reduce their numbers and choose one. On an edge, the GM chooses one as well. Okay, is there a dip? Can I see the cards real quick?
Here, take a look at these.
Yeah, let me
I
see.
Feel like we're doing this. We've been doing this
Yeah,
wrong.
I'm all like, are there hits? Okay, edge is a hit. Triumph is a hit. Opportunity... Okay, now, we are doing it right. And I don't know why they're...
Well, what does that mean?
An edge and a hit.
Why do I have to draw from the bite deck on an edge? I feel like... Because if you look in this deck, there is one triumph.
Because this is
there is one
show.
Triumph and one opportunity that you have to take a stress to become
like
a triumph.
I feel like it's supposed to give the reality of a zombie movie
it's
where
a shit
it's
show.
Very, like, you
yeah.
die easily.
You're fucked. Yeah.
And making new characters is very easy.
So there's only a one. Oh, okay, one, two, three.
So basically,
four,
Roland,
five,
it's
six,
every
seven,
card
eight,
you're fucked.
Nine, 10, 11.
Just in different ways.
A 1 in 11 chance of succeeding.
Yeah.
You attract the attention of
a
third
party.
Well, if there was a true zombie apocalypse.
10 and 11 chance.
If there was a true zombie apocalypse, that'd probably
dying.
Be your chance.
Well, it's supposed to be. Okay, so you choose one and I choose one.
But what is the difference between edge and miss? I don't understand.
Miss is it just
miss?
A
you're automatically fucked.
Okay, but
and
what
I
is,
have
it
no,
seems
no,
like
okay,
I'm
Rowan,
automatically fucked
miss,
if I get an edge. Anyway.
I get no choice at all. Edge,
you
get
you
a choice.
What is
and
my
he gets choice?
Choice.
Yeah,
you say I get
you.
A choice.
No, no,
I don't understand what
you.
That means.
I'm gonna have to read them all.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So you get to choose one of these, and then I choose one. I guess on a miss, it's just completely bad. On an edge, I choose one. You choose one. So you track the attention of the third party, you end up in a bad spot, draw from the bike deck, you mark stress or suffer harm, your choice.
So it's either I mark stress or I draw from the bike deck.
Or you attract the attention of the third party, which is the military focused more on you in this situation.
I don't think this game's pretty...
This game's hard. It's supposed to be hard.
Well, it's not that it's hard. It's just it's not fair.
Well,
a 1 out of 11 chance of succeeding
ain't fair, man.
It's supposed to be about
like having no
hardships of this game.
Yeah. Okay. So,
bro, the struggle is real.
Can I see the edge section of
the fight
of the fight the dead?
Yeah, fight the dead.
Okay, when you try to fight a swarm of zombies, draw savagery. On a hit, you greatly reduce their numbers and choose one. On an edge, the GM chooses one as well. So, okay.
So you do kill zombies, but shit happens. Is the way I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Wait, so is a triumph a hit?
I feel like a triumph is just a success.
It's a
but what is a hit?
Straight success.
A triumph.
It's a hit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says a hit on edge, so you hit and reduce their numbers. But this one, but on edge, an edge is a hit and a hit
one
second, and an
I just
edge.
Wanna...
Yeah, if you read the name, it says hit on
triumph
the bottom.
Says okay, it says hit. Edge says hit.
Yeah, and then it says edge on the top.
Opportunity counts as a triumph. Okay, so basically...
You kill zombies, but bad things happen too.
I feel like having this draw from the bite deck is like a... There's no point in it being a hit to me. Because that seems like a failure to me. Is that just me? I feel like having that be an option for the GM to choose seems like it's just taking away the fact that it's a hit. Because if you're fighting away zombies, it's like, yeah, okay, you succeed.
Well,
but then the GM can say that you got bitten.
No, I don't see
no,
that.
No, you don't ever
you,
get... He doesn't
I
know that you have to draw from the bite deck.
Yeah, well, that's just the name of the game. That's the name of the
game. It's just very strange
well,
to me.
Well, I think it's
I feel like
it feels like
this
bats.
Isn't a very balanced, like...
Well, it's balanced towards getting fucked, is what it is.
Well, no, it's balanced towards, like,
failure.
having a aspect of the game
I feel like
be
it's...
like, you succeeded, but you didn't.
I feel
but
like...
we're going to
yeah.
take it away from you anyway, because we're going to choose
yeah.
to draw from the bite deck.
Yeah.
Is that just me? Or
no,
is that, like, a weird flaw in this game?
I think it's a
I feel
I
like
it's
situational.
Odd.
Like, if you're fighting against people, the GM wouldn't make you draw from the fight
well,
deck.
Every single time we take an inch, you tell me to draw from the bite deck.
Yeah.
Even
because,
though there's two other choices.
Because there's zombies.
and you're not choosing one of the other choices.
Because you go up against zombies.
What? How about, in this one aspect, just for me, personally... How about you say you draw the attention of the military?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the three
yeah,
total
options.
Yeah,
but you
options.
Choose one as well.
Yeah, now you choose the other one.
Are
so I have
distress?
To choose a downgrade as well?
Yeah.
So what's the point
no,
of even getting an edge if I'm getting
no,
double fucked for getting
choose,
the edge?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he chooses something good. What's
is that,
what's
what
the
is the What is the point of that?
Yeah, what's a good choice?
Because from reading that,
well.
It makes it seem like I'm getting double screwed from getting an edge, and I might as well just get a miss.
Yeah.
Isn't that a
so
little weird?
So he should have a positive, and you should choose something that's negative.
Yeah.
What's the technicality of saying that you fought off the zombies if you're getting a negative anyway?
Yeah.
That's why I'm wondering.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this
I get it. He says he
yeah.
defeats a zombie, but he attracts the military.
That's
no, how it
but,
should work.
Yeah, I understand
that's how,
how
it, should
it should work, but the way
yeah.
it says it in the rules
it's confusing.
It's
incorrect.
It's the rules.
It's not set
yeah.
up correctly.
It's
yeah.
it's set up
I feel
in
like
a,
it's
set up in a double
yeah.
negative.
It's a double negative if you get an
yeah,
H.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's
right.
a one negative if
weird.
You get a miss.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
It's very it, the game was written very oddly. I feel like this is for a more role-playing experience.
No, I think what we need to do, I think I need
that.
To, we need to contact these people and ask them.
I think so.
Call, get on the, get
is
on
there
the...
like an extended rule book for this? Because I feel like we're missing something here. Just the fact that in the rules, it says that both the
yeah.
GM and on a hit, you have to take from those three. But if it's a miss, what's the difference between
yeah.
a miss and an edge.
You get double fucked if you get an
you
edge.
You get double fucked if you get an edge. But no, but it specifies that you take get rid of the zombie threat. But what's the point of getting rid of the zombie threat if you get these double negatives?
That's what I... Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
what does that mean, even? I don't
yeah,
quite
I'm
understand.
I think it should be just you get rid of the zombie, but...
Does that
then,
mean that the threat is gone?
Yeah, I think that the threat...
But all the that would be that would have to be quite a big threat being gone.
Yeah.
In order to be keep taking those chances of
yeah.
instant death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't see any like.
Cole, write them a note.
Yeah.
Note to self: we are contacting the writer of this game.
Either way.
Yeah, it's
all right. So
I'm not gonna make you pull. From
yeah,
because
the... you've been making me pull from
yeah,
the bite deck
you...
every single time I've
well,
done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not trying.
So let's do.
Sorry.
You attract a third party. No, I understand
so
at that
discussion.
Point.
You read the book.
Yeah,
the way
maybe
it's
you should have, you know, made it so I take a stress or something.
Yeah.
Besides pulling from the bite
I've
deck.
I've just been well,
but
the,
no,
I'm
I get
it.
I understand.
Exciting.
No,
I
know.
I thought
And this is a short series anyway.
Yeah, and
so,
I was like, more exciting.
There's more stakes, guys.
Yeah,
this
trying,
is what you're getting. You're getting high
get.
Octane, hardcore gameplay here.
Yeah.
This is like the fine Statham film Crank,
yes.
But a game version.
Yeah.
All right, let's move it then.
That's what I was trying
okay,
to
Okay, so let's say we attracted the attention of
the
military.
Yeah.
They see that we're going
okay.
for the,
cool.
the smaller.
They see that, and you see
part.
That. You see that some of the zombies actually begin falling off the side, but that's not a good sign. As you realize that a military tank and a jeep have turned out of line to come follow behind your bus.
Okay. So now the military's following us. We have zombies on the side of the bus. And I'm being yanked towards a window. That's where we're at right
yes.
now.
Yes. But you did not get bit. You
but
didn't
I
get bit.
We killed the I killed the zombies.
You killed a bunch of the zombies that are on the
yeah.
bus. There are still some stragglers that are.
Well, I feel like
well,
I killed the zombies.
Well, except for the one that has me. That's
no.
The one
I think
get.
That should count.
Really?
If I'm having to, if we're having to deal with these
military now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
so
what should count.
So he came through and knocked
I
out.
Get
he
rid
knocked
of
the
yeah.
two
zombie
zombies.
Threat.
Yeah.
He knocked the two zombies.
That should
down.
Be what it counts as.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But then,
all right, so now.
On doing that, we've attracted the attention of the military from getting rid of
yeah.
the zombie threat.
Got it.
Yes.
Makes
all
sense. Right. All right, so now. Because
if
next?
We just did it where we just got rid
so
of three zombies,
so now the military's behind
like,
us.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we only
know?
Had a couple of zombies. They got knocked off. Military's behind us. We're still making a run for it.
Yes.
And the zombies are still chasing all of us.
Okay.
I think what we should do is, first of all, smack the fucking taste out of the mouth of the guy who's driving the bus who keeps slacking off and tell him to gun it, pedal to the metal, no jive turkey
gun
bullshit.
It through this, the
and,
small opening.
And then swerve and slam through those cars and the military.
Because we have, like, this is a big bus, right? I
yeah.
assume.
It's a
and it's an armored bus.
And we can take it through
it's an
a
armored
small
bus.
Gap
yeah.
in a,
so when you say
yeah.
the zombies were coming through the window, they weren't getting through the bars.
No.
They were just getting through the broken
yeah.
glass. Yeah, because these things are made to not let people out.
Yeah.
So they're pretty hardcore. So I say we slam a jamma.
Yeah.
Go ahead and draw on soul to get this
soul.
Guy to,
oof, I'm not doing that.
I got a one on soul.
I have a one on soul.
Whoever
okay.
wants to.
I'll draw. I'll draw. Because I'll take the stress if I have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
To get him to speed up the car.
Yeah.
Unless one of you wishes to try and take over.
Well, if this doesn't work, we will. All right, ready, 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 ready. Miss. Damn it.
I
he's freaking out behind the wheel right now. Like, he's still speeding and going, but he's not going as fast as he could. He's freaking
okay,
out.
Should
there's
I take...
gunfire.
Stomp on his foot. Just stomp
was...
on his foot.
Yeah, can I do that?
Yeah,
yeah
stomp
on his foot. He looks up at you in surprise as you just kind of look behind you at, like, the military convoy. He understands, but he's all, like... still freaking out as you stomp down on his foot.
Uh-huh.
You see that small gap opening in some of the jeeps and the police, some of the jeeps and the smaller military vehicles. As you turn the bus and crank it sideways, I need you to both draw on survival.
Okay,
go
that's
ahead.
Cool. I've got a three. Damn, that's the good one. Two.
That's three. You just took three.
No, oh, I did. Oh, wow. Go ahead, Earl.
No, I have to do.
Well, what'd you get?
Did you get a triumph?
Did you get a miss, miss, and miss? Did you not
I'm shuffling it every time, like multiple times.
I have never gotten anything
half
miss.
Of the cards are
this
misses.
This entire motherfucking game, all I've gotten is
no,
misses.
No, you've gotten better.
No,
well,
I have not.
Let's count these. I want to see.
No,
another,
I got an edge once.
No, in other games you've gotten
no, on
opportunity.
This, no,
in
I
this
got,
session today.
No, no.
You've
in,
only
no,
misses.
Lately, the last couple sessions, if you go back, go to the tape, go to the tape, I've only gotten.
There's six misses, three edges, and one triumph.
Yeah, I think I've only gotten the edge once, maybe twice.
No, you've gotten
this
edges.
Whole game. This whole game, I've gotten misses. I just can't, for
I'm
the life of
at
me.
These, I don't know why.
Okay, so what happens to me? I get corn-cogged by a zombie, right?
Yep, no.
Hot damn.
The bus turns. go ahead and mark mark a stress.
How many?
As,
one or two?
Just one.
Are you sure?
Yes. As you watch as you see...
Two misses, two.
Two misses?
Yeah.
Okay,
shit.
Go ahead and mark stress as the...
We're getting fucked,
oh,
bro.
Don't put the gun.
I only have one. I mean, two stresses, and you only have two. Also,
I have two,
so we're still doing okay.
We're okay.
As the bus turns,
You see,
that sucked.
Five stresses in a row.
Five.
Yeah.
So strafing across the sides is what?
Strafing across the sides of the jeeps and the vehicles, you watch as the bus nearly turns on its side, about to fall over from the just intense.
Well, I tell everybody to run to the opposite side, throw their weight against it.
You say that, and they're able to balance it out enough, but the stress of the situation isn't good. As you watch, as you pull away from the armored convoy that is behind you. You see,
so we broke through?
You broke through.
Hot
you
damn!
See some of the tank and the jeep are following behind, but you see they begin to slow and turn back as you look behind you as the military convoy is being overrun with a zombie horde. You turn your bus line and continue going straight into the sunset, leaving behind Roanoke State Penitentiary for the last
No. I think we just... We might have said goodbye to Roanoke, but I think we've said hello to a world apocalypse.
Yes.
Unless we turn around and we see a bright light.
And a mushroom cloud?
And then it's like the end of The Crazies, where we're like, go, 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 and we're gunning it, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, that force of the impact, and the bus flies and crashes and rolls. And then it cuts to black, and it says, to be continued.
Do you want to end it like that?
Well, if we end it like that, then there's no more zombies. So let's just say that the thing got overrun. Unless.
You rush forward.
We crash the bus.
The bus.
And there's some guy kind of twitching. And then you pan the camera, and you see he has a bite mark on him.
Hot damn!
And then we're detained in another high-tech facility... Where one of the guys was bitten, and we wake up, and there's been an outbreak in the hospital where they were treated.
Hell yeah. And we're in paper outfits with our boobs hanging out the side.
Yes.
Yep, that's how we'll
half
end.
Our heads shaved.
Half our heads shaved.
That's how
and we
we'll
have to pull things out and yell, and then
we
flop to the floor.
We end the series with a giant mushroom cloud. We watch as the bus gets rolled over on its side. We see Ryan, who was struggling with that zombie in the front, is twitching on the ground. A hidden bite is revealed, ripped from underneath where his arm was. As he's twitching, the two of you are knocked out unconscious, and that is where we end the series.
You know, Colt, this was fun, except for one thing.
The entire game system.
No. Well, the game system was a little... No. You're good. You did as well as you could with
no,
what
I'm
was
saying,
going on.
No, I'm not
saying...
I said the game system.
The system.
The
but
GM
no,
fucking
no.
sucked.
The one thing that... there is one fly in this ointment. The religious leader never paid off. There was never a payoff.
Well, it's going to pay off in the next season, Dan.
Yeah. He'll pay off in the... Well, you guys didn't investigate the religious leader either. You just kind of were like, oh yeah, fuck it, let's just go with him. We'll go with him. There
well, this was like
plans.
a fast pace, like we're
yeah.
trying to get out of a prison.
Yeah, you decided
we're
not going to
investigate
okay, okay.
the guy's
so,
background.
So after Cthulhu and another thing, we're going to come back to this and do.
We will come back to this.
Oh, thing. Okay.
But,
then I take everything back.
But
between now and then, I want you to you're going to contact the game developers and tell them there's a fly in their ointment.
No, I think the thing is, I think it's that if you get an edge, you get rid of the threat. Instead of getting two misses where you have to draw from what the DM says, you draw from what the DM says on a miss, but then you have to keep drawing.
Okay.
Right? You have to draw again, and then maybe something bad happens where someone else gets attacked.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have to draw again to try to get rid of the threat again.
Yeah.
If you get an edge, you have to... I don't know why you have to draw twice, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think...
I feel like...
I think this game is set up to just fuck you,
well,
is what it is. It's kind of like a hardcore, like...
It is.
Like a hardcore, like,
well,
get fucked game.
Because character creation is literally takes 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
character.
It's meant
but
to be...
But still, it doesn't matter.
I think
me.
It's one of those
think,
games where you lose all the time, and you play it repeatedly, hoping that one time you're going to win.
I don't think you should... I think you should draw twice...
It's kind of like the E.T. video game.
On
yeah.
the miss.
Yeah.
I think you should draw once, get rid of the threat on the edge. And then I think for a triumph, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But for the edge, you should only draw once.
So if you're the developer of this game, take note and set out a little thing to all your followers.
Yeah.
We've adjusted the rules, and this is how it's going to be.
That would be nice. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this series. As the camera cuts to black, a musical accompaniment begins
as
to
our,
play.
The winking, the eyes wink as we're about to black out.
Yeah.
And we black out, and the music swells up. This game was
bite. Well, I hope you enjoyed this season of Dead at Roanoke. We will be returning to it in a little bit next season,
where we will get to some characters, some exciting developments. Right?
Exciting character development. Yes, this next season will be a little less fast-paced on the action.
A little less bitey?
A little less bitey. more world-building. This was a fun game, though. I hope everyone enjoyed this series.
Fun. It's a fun series. I like it.
I hope everyone enjoyed it. But next series, guess what?
What?
We're doing.
I know, but do you know?
Rowan, do you know?
I thought we said it.
I know.
Yes,
we
said it before.
I was just going to say it, though.
The call.
The Call of Cthulhu.
This is going to be a more restrained series,
groovy.
More of a ramp up to the horror aspects. A lot more investigation, a lot more kind of subtlety.
A little bit.
Are you running it?
No.
Oh, I'm all like, did I miss it?
I'm trying to imply what sort of game you should be running here.
He's trying to give you a hint as to how to do this.
Let me write this down. Let me get a pen.
Cthulhu is...
Yeah, no.
I'm trying not to do like a Lovecraft Country kind of thing where you feel like the climax was two episodes in.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
Can I say the name of the next series?
Yes.
Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, but the name of the series.
Oh, what is it? What story are you using?
I'm doing it myself. It's not a story.
Well, what story are you basing it on?
Cthulhu lore in general. It's not being based off an actual story.
Well, there's certain creatures that come from certain stories. I was just asking which ones you were using.
Oh, I'd have to get the book if you want to talk about Lovecraft for a second. If you want to talk about...
I saw that.
If you want to talk about episode 2 or of that for a second,
go get the book
and
then
tell
us.
You.
But they basically concluded the entire series in the last episode.
Well, yeah, we didn't understand. I mean,
We haven't watched episode 3 yet.
Are they going to bring it?
We need to watch them.
I mean, they must go
episode
into a whole different story.
Episode 2 is like felt like it was just like the ending of the series. It was very odd.
It was like, we're done.
It's like, and here's the villain, and he's dead. And it's like, oh,
and the
wow.
death was really non.
It was really boring, and
it was not. It was not like.
And they open a portal, and then it shows his grandma, and in the other end of the portal,
his great grandma,
his great whatever. And then there's trees that come out of the portal. It didn't really make sense.
Yeah, vines came around. And
I'm
then,
not getting real.
And then he got like all aggro and turned everybody to dust. It's like,
and that was it.
Ugh!
And that's the end.
And then, yeah.
And then the thing collapsed, and then everyone was safely outside mysteriously somehow.
Yes.
And, but then the one guy died, and that's it. And I didn't feel sad because they didn't build up his character at all.
No, the uncle, you were like, and,
like, okay,
and
they
left,
interesting. Well,
they left way too many questions about,
there's too
was
many
it
questions.
The uncle? Was it his dad? Was it, what's going
what
on
are the, why is there a
yeah, why were the brothers fighting?
Coming out of cows? Who is the blonde woman? Is she dead? What's happening?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And who are the, and why are the, what were the brothers fighting about?
Yeah.
I yeah, know.
Like,
it's like,
they, and he's dead, so, I mean, unless they, like, resurrect him or something.
Yeah.
I don't quite get what they're trying to
I'm
do.
Not sure.
It didn't quite work. And plus there's, like, wiener snakes and strange, like, hallucinations that didn't quite
wiener
really feel.
The wiener snake was pretty hilarious.
That's pretty funny, but, yeah. And then there's a weird
okay,
thing.
What's it called, Cole?
Oh, you're doing a color out of space?
S game, yeah.
Oh.
It's gonna be cultist colors out of space mixture, but the name of the next series is Deep in the Heart of the Stars Align Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Tejas, that's not Lovecraft country.
I thought, well, it's our own thing.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I dig it.
That's the name of it.
Y'all.
The Stars Align Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Y'all.
So, not
alrighty,
next
then.
Not next weekend,
Star
but the weekend after
night,
that's going to be our next
night,
series
night,
name.
Night.
I sit in the Call of Cthulhu.
Deep in the Heart.
Call of Cthulhu role-playing
Texas.
Game. I believe this is the 8th edition? I think. 7th edition. 7th edition.
Oh, I only play the 8th.
No, I'm sorry.
How many editions are there?
I don't know. I think 7th
is
the newest,
newest
one. Yeah, I think 7th is the newest one. But 7th edition, oh, here, if you'd like. The player handbook's the one on the bottom. GM is on the top. Yeah, we're playing that next. For those who were listening to the series, we hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed
there's
it, please.
There's more to come.
Please.
Wah, wah, wah,
yeah, there's
wah.
More to come, but please leave a rating or review on iTunes. It helps us
yeah,
out.
Yeah, come
helps
on,
us out
folks.
More than you think. Share it with your friends.
Send
it
us
really
a comment.
Does.
Just say hi.
Yeah, send us
not
a comment.
Bad.
Leave a rating or review.
You know,
send
a you know, ship us a box of mochi donuts. Mind?
Okay. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this. We really do. It means a lot
yeah.
to us that you come back every week, every other week, and listen
yes.
to the show.
And realize this: we made this show after eating fish and chips in a hot car, so you could tell we're dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell. Either way, we really do hope you enjoyed it, and thank you. Just thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm Cole. With me, as always, are
Tim, his dad,
Rowan, his brother.
And yeah, we'll see you soon.
Hey, and
if you don't hear it from anybody else, go hear it from us. We love you.
We love you, man.
All right.
Hey, and make sure you stay safe, stay masked. And to keep that social distancing up, we can lick this shit's ass and make it happen and get rid of it, but only if
we
all work together,
lick
man.
Shit's ass?
Yeah, you know, the COVID. We can kick its ass.
I thought you said lick.
He did say
did.
Lick.
I said lick its ass.
He did say lick.
Yeah. Like, well, pardon me, too.
Remember, remember
what
folks,
was that?
Lick ass.
Lick its ass, folks. All right, well.
Hot damn, COVID.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
COVID gets looks at us sideways. What?
What? I didn't agree to this.
Excuse me? Well, now I will play along.
Now I will hang out for a little
hot
while
diggity.
Longer. Woo-hoo. I didn't know that was in the cards.
Was that a choice? All right.
All right, yeah. With that, we hope you enjoyed this. We will see you next time in a couple weeks for our next series in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
And remember.
Oh, sorry.
And remember. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.